Hey everyone, this podcast is part of Story Mode, the podcast network of Gamefully Unemployed. You can support us and gain access to other great exclusive podcasts at patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. That's patreon.com/GAMEFULLY unemployed, which is spelled like it sounds.
At the beginning of the 21st century, the Umbrella Corporation had become the largest commercial entity in the United States. 9 out of every 10 homes contain its products. Its political and financial influence is felt everywhere.
Owen Rice presents Worst Corp Ever, a survival horror podcast about the Umbrella Corporation.
Getting that new podcast energy going.
New podcast energy.
Oh my god!
And we're getting that BBE, that big bioweapon energy. Hello, everyone.
My name is David Bell.
My name is Tom Ryman.
And you're listening to Worst Corp Ever.
Worst.
A show that we did not agree an intro to.
No, I mean we found it. Worst. Well, goddamn corp ever.
in the true spirit of this podcast, you know, we aren't quite sure what we're doing. Mm-hmm. But we're gonna plow ahead no matter how many people die.
It's exactly like the Umbrella Corporation.
Exactly. Oh, folks, this is a podcast where we're gonna go through every Resident Evil movie and just sort of explore the business strategy of the Umbrella Corporation.
Yes. Basically, we're going to cast ourselves as members of the Umbrella Corporation board and just try to decipher what the hell is going on.
And in just put ourselves in their shoes.
Like, how does this make money?
Yeah. How are we making money? How are we sustaining a business? All of those good things. This is brought to you by one of our Patreon producers.
Yeah.
Owen Rice.
Yeah.
Thank you, Owen. Owen came to us with this idea.
And, yeah, pretty fleshed out. Like, he told us precisely what he wanted.
And it's a good idea.
It is a good idea.
Yeah, and so I'm pretty excited to go through the Resident Evil films. We're not playing the games because, you know, we gotta put these podcasts out.
Yeah. Each of these movies is like 90 minutes. Like, those games can take quite a while.
Yeah. And we're gonna, you know, watch each one, and for each episode we go through one of the movies and then, you know, try to figure out where in their business model the Umbrella Corporation exactly is.
Mm-hmm.
And we're starting with Resident Evil.
Yes. The 2002 motion picture adaptation of the hit video game franchise was in development for years. I remember there was a contest included in Resident Evil 2, which came out in January of 1998, where you could clip away something on the inside of the instruction book and send off for a contest to appear as a zombie or some kind of extra in the upcoming Resident Evil movie. And of course, the movie didn't come out for 4 more years, so I don't know if that contest was actually honored or not.
Right. And good God, Tom, you just revealed something to me, that this movie was made in 2002 and not like 1998 like I assumed.
Nope.
Looking at the CGI in retrospect, of course it wasn't made then, but I sure as hell didn't realize that. My mind was just like, surely this isn't a 2000s movie.
Oh yeah, this is a post 9/11 film.
Yeah, it's got that pre 9/11 energy. But I guess not. Most people have probably seen this. It stars Mila Jovovich. It's directed by Paul W.S. Anderson, director of Mortal Kombat and Event Horizon.
Mm-hmm. Soldier.
Yep. And then director of just every Resident Evil movie from there on.
Pretty much. He doesn't do, I don't think he does, he doesn't do the second one. He doesn't do the second or third one, and then he comes back in.
Okay, and then it just keeps going. Tom, how many Resident Evil movies have you seen?
2.
I assume it was this one and the next one?
Yes.
I've seen maybe 4, possibly 5, but I can't say.
Yeah, no, I got that feeling. There are 6 of these films.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. The most recent one came out like within the last few years. This series has been going on for a while.
Yeah.
I saw this when it came out. I downloaded a pirated copy on my computer in college.
Nice.
and watched it. It came out, I think, in March of 2002. And then I saw the second one on DVD, and then that was it for me.
Okay. I saw...
Go ahead.
Oh, I remember the one that takes place in Vegas, and I remember that being okay. And then I think I saw one other, and it was like so... I think I had skipped one, and I was so lost on the plot at that point.
Yeah, if you watch the movies out of sequence and you're not familiar with the games, I don't think you play the games.
With you, Tom.
Okay, so yeah, if you're coming in without any knowledge of the games and haven't been following the series, these movies are indecipherable.
Yes. Oh, I don't even know if the later ones follow the games. I guess we'll figure that out when we get there.
They implement elements of them, but the Resident Evil movie series is very much its own storyline.
Okay. Yeah, because it involves, I know, Mila Jovovich and clones eventually, but we'll get to that. We'll get to that wonderful part.
We'll boil that chestnut when the time is right.
For now, we're at simpler times. We're at this first one that... did you like this movie? I kind of like this movie. When it first came
I don't.
Out. Okay. I like a lot of the ideas of the movie. I liked how many people they kill off right away.
the laser scene is pretty great.
Yes, because it's... at the time it came out, you really don't expect like those characters just get chopped up and then we be done with them.
Right, like more than half the team.
Yeah, and the main guy who you think is going to be a main character, they even set it up when the lasers turn into a grid... there's like hacking the system and you think like, oh, they're going to stop it just in time. Even in that moment, you don't expect him to die. And then he super dies.
Yeah. He absolutely turbo dies.
Yes. he dies. He goes all the way.
Yeah. Yep. He gets cut into tiny little meat cubes, little bullion cubes.
Oh yeah. Delicious.
Bullion cubes,
which I believe a practical effect, which is kind of surprising, although it's out of focus. So you can kind of see why. They set up like a, like you can see behind the scenes stuff on that.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of cool. It's it's a neat effect. It's a neat idea.
Cool. Yeah, no, I like the laser sequence.
Yeah, was that done in Cube already when this movie came out? When did Cube come out?
Man, Cube was close to this.
Maybe they happened to have the same.
Maybe just
Cube,
same
no,
brain.
No, Cube was 1997.
Okay,
so
never mind.
Motherfuckers stole that from Cube. Whatever.
Hell yeah, they did.
Yeah. Fuck it. This ends like the video game? Is that what I've been told? I've heard?
No.
No? I heard that this ended similar to how the video game started.
Similar to how Resident Evil 2 begins, but nobody's stumbling out of the hospital.
Okay. Okay. Just checking.
There's two characters that arrive to the city, and the city's already like this. It's like,
okay, is the Hive in the games?
A shambles. No.
Oh.
There's a version of the Hive in the, but they don't call it that.
Okay.
Like the whole laboratory is in the first game. The whole laboratory is contained directly within and like in a couple of floors below that mansion.
Okay.
It's all in the mansion.
All right. So there is a mansion. The movie opens with a bunch of employees getting fucking murdered by the computer.
The opening is kind of cool.
The opening's cool. The elevator stuff, because the Red Queen is supposed to be... the Red Queen is the computer that...
Yeah, it's an AI that runs the Hive research facility.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be like cold and calculating, but also likes to have a little fun with the elevators.
Yeah, it likes to like yo-yo a lady's head in an elevator. And it's like, you think you're going to fall? Nope, I'm just going to raise it up and rip your head off.
Yeah, did not need to do that, Red Queen.
Tee-hee.
Yeah.
She seemed to say.
Yeah, it is a fun opening. And then we have Mila Jovovich wakes up in a shower in one of many moments of her being like half naked in this movie.
She is totally naked in this movie.
Yes.
At one point in the... you straight up see her vagina at the end of the movie,
which is not something you expect in a Resident Evil adaptation for families. I guess.
For family?
For families. I mean,
it's an R-rated horror right. action movie.
Well,
so, yeah,
I guess
it's
that it's not just, that it gory sort of, or it's not like... It's yeah, weird because it it's not very gory. There's not that much swearing. And then there's just full frontal. And you're like, mm-hmm. whoa. All right. Mm-hmm. I feel like they could have cut just that and got it down yeah. to a PG-13.
I don't know. They were going for the R, so maybe they included some of that stuff just to make sure they get it. It's also, I don't know if they were married at this point, but she's definitely married to Paul W.S. Anderson now.
Right.
So
was this the courtship?
Right. It makes it a little weird.
Where he's like, everybody, check out my wife's vagina.
Yep.
I don't know. Who knows whose idea it was or why? It's just very jarring. I'm glad we got to that. I'm glad we got to that right away.
Yeah, just straight away I had to point that out because it was of all the things in this movie that I was not expecting to see.
Right. That is
Mila Jovovich's vagina was not one of them.
No. It's a very bold choice, like a really bold choice.
Yeah, sure. It's a bold choice.
Also, my rewatching, because you've seen this a few times, so have I.
I have seen this once before.
Oh.
I saw this once in 2002.
Oh, okay. So it's been a while.
I remembered almost nothing. I remembered the laser sequence, and that was about it.
Yeah, I remembered more than that. I knew how it ended. I guess I had seen this more times than you. The one thing I noticed this time is Michelle Rodriguez really has to protect herself better. She gets bit like in every scene of this movie.
It reminds the yeah.
It's almost comedic where it's every scene she keeps getting bit.
In the sewer scene, she gets bit like four times in rapid succession, and all I could think about was the scene in MacGruber where Will Forte pulls Ryan Phillippe in front of him, and Ryan Phillippe just keeps getting shot.
Yes. Yeah, because it was like, come on, Michelle, you really got to keep your hands
it's
in.
It's like, just you're getting the shit bit out of you.
And it's always her fault. It always feels like her fault. Where she like
she's
kicks
always
her gun out
over...
and then a zombie like shows up right next to her. And it was like, it was right there, Michelle. What the fuck?
Yeah, she's always overextending herself.
Yeah. And she's just getting bit to shit. Maybe she figures well, I've already been bit once.
I think after you've been bit once and you know what the rules are, it's just like, yeah, fuck it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, yeah, it'll hurt, but like, whatever. I'll take a couple more hits for the team.
Right. It's like one bite, two bite. It's all going to the same place. Doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
It's so you didn't like this film?
Not really. Okay. I think it's kind of slow.
I like the idea of it. I like her waking up with the amnesia, not quite knowing what happened, trying to figure out who's the villain.
Yeah, waking up with James Purefoy.
Is that who that
also
is?
He also doesn't have his memory.
Right. And then he slowly realizes that he is the bad guy.
And not even slowly. He realizes all at once.
Oh, right.
He's the bad guy.
I love that because, like, I guess I don't know how amnesia works, but, like, if you realize you're the bad guy, can you not be bad anymore? Can you say, like, oh, oops. Like, he just becomes bad after he remembers he's bad.
Like, he's fine. He's a little prickly toward the soldiers.
Yeah.
But he's generally, like, fine with Mila Jovovich. And then when all of a sudden all of his memories come back, he's like, ha-ha, it was me!
Yeah.
Like,
all he remembers, and maybe this is just because of the storytelling, we don't see him remember a reason to not like her. He just remembers that he doesn't. You know what I mean? He just remembers that he's evil, but not what made him evil, which is why it's funny.
We get a little bit of, like, he thought... Because we learn that she made a deal with this person who works at Umbrella or was trying to... Okay, snuck inside to, like, pretend to work for Umbrella, I guess, to steal the virus and expose them. And she was going to... Mila was going to do that because she didn't care much for Umbrella either and was like, okay, but she got to pay me a bunch of money. So James Purefoy is listening to this with a hilarious, like, listening device.
Yeah.
Like, he's just very obviously standing in the front porch of the mansion pointing this thing at them.
Yeah.
And then he's like, well, like, because he's, like, I guess in love with her. Like, because they clearly had sex and had some kind of romantic relationship while they were in the mansion.
So he's betrayed that she's betraying the company.
I don't know, because he's like, he writes that note, today all your dreams come true, and then he goes in and steals the virus and causes the outbreak, doing the two things that she said she was going to do, was steal the virus for a bunch of money and bring down the company. But he's doing it like the evil way, because he's like, we can sell this virus and make all that money.
Right. So you'd think he would have... Yeah, he's not mad at her yet. He
not
needs
yet.
To check in with her. So he grabs the gun because he wants the power in that situation, and then he wants to negotiate,
yeah.
I guess. Okay.
Yeah.
Does this bring us to the time where... Because we're starting to talk about the company stuff.
I don't know if there's anything else you wanted to cut. I mean, this movie has a ton of zombies that range... from looking decent to, I mean, looking okay to looking decent, I guess.
Yeah.
The monster looks atrocious.
Yeah.
But that's kind of not its fault. Like,
yeah,
it's
the
2002.
Monster didn't ask to be atrocious.
No, it didn't want to look like that.
Yeah. But overall, I don't have much more thoughts on the actual movie that doesn't involve, you know, talking about Umbrella.
Right, yeah. So I guess we should get into that section then.
All right. Let's open up the board meeting. Let's have our first ever meeting as new members of the Umbrella Corporation.
I gotta tell you, I got an impressive package.
Oh yeah, me too. The orientation was a little long, but
a lot of stock options. I'm not even sure what all these are for.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
there's like 15 different companies I didn't even know Umbrella owned.
Well, yeah, I mean, Tom, let's. I guess that's my first question now that I am part of this company. Is I don't know what we do. I've heard that 9 out of 10 homes contain products, Umbrella products. We're the largest commercial entity in the U.S. That's what the orientation video said. But all I've seen walking around are a bunch of steel drums and like crates full of chemicals.
Yeah, I think the Hive is specifically part of its covert stuff. Like it Umbrella makes a bunch of consumer products and pharmaceuticals.
Okay.
But then on the download, Dave, on the DL,
right,
they're also doing a lot of top secret research for military contracts and things like that.
Okay, so our Hive is... for
it's a secret
that
place,
and
Dave.
We
it's
have
a
we have a train.
There's a train that runs, I don't know, 500 yards.
Okay. I've also noticed on the train
a mile, I don't know.
I've also noticed that the train has housed hanging steel pipes.
Yeah.
Are those our products?
I think maybe, perhaps, sure.
Okay, so
we
sell
can manufacture
pipes?
Steel pipes for the construction industry.
But then why are we manufacturing it in the Hive?
I don't know. Maybe those steel pipes were vital to something.
Okay.
But the train only goes to two places. The train goes to the mansion, and the train goes to the Hive, which there's not a lot of metal pipe activity going on inside that Hive. It's mostly computers.
Right. And the mansion the mansion also doesn't have any like places for trucks to pull up and get the product.
It all has to come in that tiny two-car train.
Yeah.
So that means they have to get drums of medical equipment because they're doing genetic testing too, so like a lot of biological material, all the computer equipment, all the food, because all of those employees live and work down there. They just stay down there in the Hive.
I googled what steel drums typically contain because there were so many.
Yeah.
Steel drum barrels are commonly used for either chemicals or oil or dried goods, Tom. So maybe... maybe they're all eating just beans down there.
Yeah, they're eating like dried fruit.
Yeah,
dried apricot.
I want to really get into what the product is because.
Well, I have a couple more thoughts.
Okay.
About just the overall structure of this company. Yeah, they do. The fact that they have to load and unload everything from that mansion is totally insane, and I hadn't thought about that. Because
well,
if the mansion's supposed to be the secret entrance...
Right. There
not
might
if
be...
you're bringing truckloads of fucking food and chemical drums in there.
That's the thing, is that it would be one thing if... like, because I'm sure the Hive has other entrances and exits, but that specific exit has a train that's used for like moving product. And when they go into the basement of the mansion, mm-hmm. there's drums there. It's filled with drums of chemicals and like big boxes from Umbrella.
No, that's the train platform. It's not necessarily the basement.
Well, they go, it's like, they go it's downstairs in the secret door. Next thing we see is that room. And then they take the train, and then there's more of that, which to me implies that they're taking things either to or from
both
the hive. Yeah. That are in big chemical tanks. So like, from what I can tell, the only thing they're exporting out are vats of chemicals, big boxes, and pipes.
Listen, man, somebody's got to lay that pipe. You know, yeah, if it's not going to be us, then we want to jump on that pipe.
We got to get on that pipe contract.
So basically, from what we've been told about Umbrella and its reach, it's essentially Blackwater, Northrop Grumman, Pfizer, and a bunch of ghoulish Nazi doctors all rolled up into one company.
And also Google? Because
yeah, it's
the
like a,
laptop
it's like a slightly,
right. is an Umbrella laptop.
All the electronics are Umbrella branded.
So probably home
Mila
security?
Jovovich is... Yeah. Mila Jovovich's fake wedding ring says property of Umbrella Corp in it.
Yeah.
So they make wedding bands. It's like a slightly more evil Amazon.
Okay. Well, they say their products are computer technology, medical products, and healthcare. That's what was in the orientation at the beginning of this movie. So the computer technology must be like home security.
And laptops, I guess. Like, if they're going to say they're in 9 out of 10 households, not like 9 out of 10 households don't have home security.
That's true.
But,
so, yeah.
But if they're whipping out... Okay, so I'm sorry. It's like a slightly more evil Apple or Google. It's like if Eric Prince ran Google.
Right. Well, I wonder, because everything they... Like, when she... I was trying to look. Like, when they're in the mansion, the mansion is probably a home that has Umbrella products in it. And I was trying to see what are unique products in that home. And it was security cameras, the guns, and the locked drawer.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I was thinking it's all kind of protection stuff. The laptop is probably, yeah, more of a commercial product. The graphics have an Umbrella logo, so I'm guessing they make software as well.
Clearly they made an AI.
Yeah. Sorry, we. Yeah, is the...
We did, yeah. We made an AI.
We did all
of this. We did all of this. I guess maybe we also make statues?
Why?
There's a couple of statues in that mansion.
Yeah, but those could be decorative.
That's true, yeah.
I have a question about the mansion in general. I don't know if we should talk about this yet, because I'm still not... I'm still a little
also,
fuzzy.
Also, we make trains.
Yes, our trains have a fucking Umbrella logo on them.
Uh-huh.
That's a whole different industry.
Yeah.
Because that train is just a train. It's not like a computerized train, from what I could tell.
No, it's just a train.
It runs on rails. So is it like Tesla/Google? Is that what we're...
I guess. Because we have helicopters, too. We have a whole private security... We have a private security army.
Yeah. And I assume we manufacture like the gas masks and the guns.
Almost certainly.
The SWAT gear. So security cameras, guns, special showers that emit gas. Is that
nerve gas?
Is that just specific?
We must make nerve gas too.
Let's talk about the mansion and why we have the mansion.
Sure.
So apparently
that was not clear to me in any of the materials they gave us.
No, and we probably spent a lot of money on it, because
I mean this entire facility with the mansion, it's like a... it's the hive is like extends to several miles beneath the city. A whole transportation system, like a train and a train tracks to and from this place. All the computers, all of the staff required, all the materials required to like feed the staff and fund their research that they're doing, which is all like really complicated genetic level like virus stuff.
Yeah. Well,
like this is like a $1 trillion endeavor.
Yeah, and we'll put the virus stuff to the side, because we haven't even begun to talk about our secret operations.
Right.
Because we built this mansion, we we put nerve gas in the shower in case we had to knock somebody out who's taking a shower there. But the only people who would take a shower there... Oh, that's part of the security feature, isn't it?
We wanted part of the Red Queen's security feature.
Okay, well, I have a question about that. Because we put security officers in the house, and we had them pose as a married couple.
Yeah.
Now, why would we do that? Is it...
That's an excellent question.
The quest, the only reason we would do that is to convince the government that nothing's happening, right?
That's part of it, yeah. To protect the secret entrance from any nosy snoopers.
Right, just to make it look normal. So we hired the security, we had them pose as married couple, and if anything went wrong in the hive, we were going to knock out the security on the outside?
Apparently that was an option.
Doesn't that make them not do their jobs of securing?
I don't know. It seemed like it was part of like a total facility lockdown meant to catch anybody that might have made it to the mansion.
So just to be clear, anybody who went to the mansion and then took a shower.
Right. Oh, I assume just for efficiency's sake, they put those vents everywhere.
Oh, okay. Oh, that checks out. Yeah, including the shower.
You're gonna want to cram one in the shower.
Yeah, that's fair. That's like
fair. What if
there's
somebody,
a tube right there that you can cram it in?
You know, yeah. What if somebody escaped from the facility, just lousy with death plague, you know, just coming off them in waves. You can see it like an aura in the air around them, like Pigpen, that Snoopy character.
Right. Yes.
And then before running out of the house, to spread his dirty contagion to the rest of the world. He decides he's got to pop into the bathroom and do a toucher real quick.
Sure.
And so you got, that's why you want to have that vent in there.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
So that you can blast somebody with gas in case they decide to try to take a dump before they leave the mansion. And then they'll be just laying there on the floor when the cleanup crew comes by, so they can just execute him right there and get that done with. And then he's already in the bathroom, so cleanup is easy.
Yeah, you're right. You just turn on the shower, chop him up.
There's a lot of advantages to having a nerve gas vent in your bathroom, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Tom, did you get your security card yet? Because I found, if you haven't gotten your security card yet, just cram a needle in the slide in the card reader.
Yeah, and you can just cram a bloody needle. Yeah. Doors open on blood.
Yeah.
That's an odd design.
It is a weird design for our card
readers. You just bleed into any lock and the door throws itself open.
Okay, I have an overall question now.
Sure.
Okay, because we've established that they put a lot of work into this mansion that is run by a secret security pretending to be a couple. Again, yes. I assume so the government doesn't find out, or at least in part.
I assume so nobody comes a snooping.
Yes, because the reason I bring up the government is because so this facility we've been jumped into is secret and it's under a giant city?
Yes.
How did we make the facility? How did Umbrella build this?
I don't know.
Okay.
That wasn't in any of the brochures that they gave me.
Yeah.
It's not in my orientation packet. I'm going to assume that they just have nerve gas vents all over the city.
Yeah. But like, why isn't this facility out in the desert or in a mountain? Like
even better, why isn't it like in some South American country or something, you know, like someplace outside of the continental United States that has way more relaxed regulations on medical research.
How did people not... there's a news article on history.com that I looked up about government bunkers. And we know about them because it's hard to build one without people realizing something's going on. You have to hide it in another construction project because it's very disruptive. You have to dig up the ground and build the facility. You can't dig through the ground like a mole and then build a facility.
Right. You have to excavate it and carry the materials down piece by piece and build it over time.
It's a very big project.
It's like trying to build the Technodrome underneath Los Angeles without anybody noticing.
Exactly. So this can't be a secret facility. It just can't. unless there's some technology that we don't know about.
Well, listen, we know that Umbrella and the government, specifically the military, have some sort of working relationship. So maybe they're just kind of looking the other way.
Yeah, I guess.
And telling people in Raccoon City that it's earthquakes.
Yeah, you're right.
They're maybe sitting on top of a super volcano or something.
Yeah, something like that.
I like to think we were just microdosing everybody in Raccoon City for months until we got that shit dug out.
Just putting it in the water because I'm sure we have pipes that do that. There must be.
Like everybody in Raccoon City lost an entire year.
Yeah.
All right. They think it's 2019 in Raccoon City.
No one's telling them.
Yeah.
The governor is just... Like
it's the village, except they're only 1 year behind.
Right.
we shy on a lot of those fuckers.
The latest dystopian is happening in Raccoon City. Yeah. Well, until another other dystopia happens, it's less lame. But yeah.
Oh yeah, we're not terribly good at containing things.
No, in fact, when the problem happens, we can't access the cameras of the hive. We have no.
We gave the hive complete autonomy to the point where it's not even telling us what it's doing.
Yes.
So we have to physically send a team of people there to find out what the hell happened.
And then when that team
that doesn't seem cost effective at all.
Yeah. And when that team disappears, and two people return, instead of asking them what happened, we quarantine one, knock out the other, and just send another team in.
This is the biggest question I had, and they sort of breezed right past this part of the meeting today, and I didn't really get to raise my hand, but I underlined it several times.
Uh-huh.
So this Matt guy, we don't know who the hell he is.
No, we don't.
The Umbrella team just walked in, saw a guy with a scratch on his arm, and said, he's perfect, and just dragged him off for the Nemesis Project.
Yeah. Also, what is the Nemesis Project?
Oh, you're going to find out.
Okay. Because
I've heard some whispers in the hallway about this.
Okay, what I read an email going around that we were making literal mutant demons.
Yes. And, oh yeah. I've got some thoughts on that
too. Yeah, what we did is we took the T virus, which was a medical breakthrough, and we took dead bodies and we injected the T virus directly in the dead bodies. And when we injected it directly into the flesh, it became unstable, and it created this demon with a big tongue, and it was a failure. But we also kept a room full of them.
Well, I mean, Dave, that's all unsold inventory, my man.
Okay,
we couldn't move those things.
What would we?
No, nobody wanted to buy the liquors.
Why would we make so many of them?
You guys want to buy this skinless bone demon? No, nobody wanted to buy it. Okay. It was not an attractive sales pitch.
Yeah, I mean,
I've seen some of the slides for that thing, and it did not go over well.
Who were we selling? Trying to sell them to the government?
Oh,
the military?
Yeah, you know, the military, Blackwater.
What was our pitch?
Some Saudi princes.
What was our pitch?
Home defense.
We just, you'd keep them on a leash.
Pacification.
Drop
and also,
yeah,
there was a pet slide. I'm not going to lie. There was a pet slide.
Yeah, that's true. We have so many.
Population control. It was mainly for defense and population pacification.
Okay. Yeah, because it seems like the best thing you could do with it is drop them over a country you didn't like. Because, like, also, where would you keep them? Do you have to feed them?
Oh, yes, you do.
So we would sell them in the pods, and I assume we'd tell them, like, look, once you unhook the pod, the pin is pulled on that grenade.
Right, yeah. You just kind of, you drop this wherever you want it to be, and then just let it go off like a jack-in-the-box.
Okay.
But you make sure to be several miles in the other direction when you do that.
Right. And this is opposed to drones or, like, missiles or
drones
bombs.
Or rockets or, you know, yeah, like, yeah, it's...
So you would fly a plane over.
Or a helicopter.
Or a helicopter. You drop it out with a parachute, right? You'd need a parachute on them.
Oh, you'd need a few. It weighs about 800 pounds.
Yeah, so you'd parachute them in. That's, I mean,
It's Dave, you're just running through all the reasons why nobody bought one.
Okay, that's fair.
The biggest problem was it turned out not to have any sort of brain that was really trainable.
Right.
So you can't tell it anything.
That's true. That's fair.
I
just held on to them then.
What else are we going to do with it?
Yeah, not destroy it, I guess.
I mean, you never know when you're going to need one of these things in your back pocket. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fair.
Corporate takeover.
That's true. You just fucking the corporate takeover, and you go, oh no, don't look what's in those boxes. Don't look in there.
I think they're planning on dropping one on Disney.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I could see that ruining the happiest place on earth.
Oh yeah.
The T-virus.
Yes.
Is based off the assumption that our fingernails and hair grows after we die, which isn't true.
That is not true.
Okay. We should have probably looked into that.
That is, in point of fact, your skin pulling back as the fluid leaves it.
Yes.
It's the beginning of mummification, essentially.
Yeah. But apparently the brain itself holds a small electrical charge.
Not mummification, but you know what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about.
Yeah, you're rotten.
You're rotting.
You're shrinking.
Yeah, the skin is yeah.
The brain itself holds a small electrical charge that the T virus puts a massive jolt into both the cellular growth and to those trace chemical impulses. That's what was on the training.
I was playing Tetris on my phone when we hit that point. I believe you.
Okay.
What I understand is it makes it allows for cell regeneration, but if the thing's already dead, then it just kind of turns you into a zombie.
Okay.
And if it's not already dead, it mutates the shit out of you.
So we were going to sell this to hospitals.
I don't know what we were going to do with it. I think we developed it as like a miracle cure, but then realized it makes zombies and monsters.
Right.
So nobody's going to want that.
We made a few zombie dogs. Boy, we have a lot of dogs in this facility.
Well, the dogs were for testing, but I assume when the virus sample broke, the dogs all got infected.
Yeah, but why did we only get one breed of dog?
Because Dobermans are cool, bro. No, because we know a guy.
Oh, okay. We know a Doberman guy.
Umbrella's got like a breeder that it works with.
Yeah, who's just like, I fucking hate these Dobermans. Take all my Dobermans. Yeah.
He owned the land that the mansion is on, so we kind of, had to cut a deal with him, or else he was going to really gouge us on the price.
Right? He's like, I'll throw in these Dobermans, and they're like, okay, fucking sure.
Can we use these Dobermans? Yeah, we could probably fucking cut them up for something.
We can inject them with some sort of virus.
Put some kind of green shit in his head. Let's see what happens to him.
Mm-hmm. What does the T stand for in T virus?
Tyrant.
Really?
Yes.
We called it a tyrant virus?
Mm-hmm.
Why would we do that?
I don't know.
Why would we call it a virus? Isn't it supposed to be to heal? Isn't it supposed to heal?
I'm not sure if it was originally called the T-virus it was being developed.
Well, they call it... I mean, the Red Queen calls it that. They call it that in the orientation.
We call it
now. Oh, okay. I see.
I don't know what it might have been called something way different.
You're saying it's a rebranding.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, it was probably called like I don't know, the miracle tonic or something. And then when it turned out that it doesn't actually give you the ability to walk again, and really, I mean, it not in the sense that it like repairs a damaged spinal cord, but in the sense that you will walk again after having died. We decided not to call it the miracle tonic anymore. Okay. I think we tried nightmare fuel at one point, and
yeah,
that really
that
wasn't.
Checks out.
He really wants to buy that, so we decided on something more sciencey.
So I'm sensing a real pivot in this company. That at one point we were making commercial products for homes and for businesses
and hospitals, pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, and pharmaceuticals. And then we tried to make a miracle drug. And in testing, the miracle drug accidentally did something horrifying. So,
right, so then, listen, Umbrella's adaptable, so we shifted it over to the shady side of stuff,
okay.
And maybe we're going to try to sell this puppy.
So, because you would think we would just try again. You know, that's
well,
easier
you do
than changing
both.
Your... Okay.
you do both. You keep trying again to get the Miracle Tonic because that's going to sell as well.
Right.
But zombie juice is pretty lucrative.
Is
it's a gas attack, my man.
Okay.
Saddam would have bought a bunch of these things.
Yeah. So the idea, but would he have?
Maybe.
Here's the, like.
I mean, you probably don't want to drop it in your. I don't know.
It becomes everybody's problem. Is my point.
Yeah.
Unless you, even if you go to like, let's say you want to gas off Australia.
Sure.
We're at war with Australia, or somebody is, mm-hmm. and I choose Australia because it's an island. This could also be Madagascar or New Zealand or wherever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm getting the picture.
Yeah. It's bound to get off of the island because people don't right away show symptoms. The biting. We know, okay, how do we know that it spreads? Did we make one of these and it bit somebody? And there was a whole incident?
Probably.
Okay. That person probably
figured out it zombied people, I assume.
Right.
I'm sure any of those records are absolutely, we're not going to be able to access using our login information.
That's fair.
I can barely get into my email.
Yeah, I keep getting fucking spooky ass Red Queen every time I use the wrong password.
Yeah,
it's horrifying. Why would
you just beam in randomly when nobody else is in the room and scare the shit out of me?
Why would you make your AI terrifying?
I don't know.
Able to look like a little kid? That doesn't seem right.
No, that's... I don't know.
That seems like the person who designed it had problems.
Well, they said he made it after his daughter. Maybe she was possessed.
Oh, okay.
Maybe she's a little creepy-ass little kid, and he just programmed all her creep.
Sure.
And this AI, so her fucking creepy-ass gets to live forever and creep me the fuck out at random points at work. Mm-hmm. They're telling me it's just random and accidental, but I know she's doing it on purpose.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's how she gets her kicks. I mean, what else are you going to do all day if you're a computer? You're going to spook people.
Okay, so maybe it's this.
Okay.
If you buy the T-virus, let's say you bought it. Let's say, you're some kind of terrorist or some sort of dictatorial figure. You could then release the virus in a population you want to get rid of, some kind of city you don't like anymore.
All right, but then you have zombies.
Right, then you have zombies, but then as the person in charge, you have the excuse of, well, this zombie thing is pretty crazy, right? We should probably nuke that city. So then you nuke the city, boom, problem solved, zombies are gone. Plus you got to nuke the city, and you have a perfectly good reason to do so. So you get to do it without no harm, no foul.
Okay, so it's manufacturing a virus that you don't have to say is your fault.
Yeah.
So you can nuke the city.
Yeah.
It's very dangerous.
That's what I would do.
Yeah. It's still a very dangerous plan because you're risking the entire world getting infected.
Yeah, it's not the best plan. I mean, this was the follow-up to the liquor thing, and it shares a lot of the same problems.
Yeah. I feel like our company is only just getting into like weapons manufacturing, and we used what we had. And frankly, we should be making robots and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think biological weaponry was a happy accident.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's all because of this stupid virus that we started making monsters. We're like, hey, well, we got these monsters. We better hang on to them.
Right.
Or we can sell them to the circus.
You think we heard that, like, InGen was making dinosaur soldiers, and we were like, we have to compete with that?
Yeah, you got to one-up them.
Yeah. We're making nightmares. We're
going to have, like, a raptor army. We got to have our own horde of goblins.
Right. And I guess this brings me to the Nemesis program because... So we're okay. Were we? God damn it! Were we? Was the T-virus meant to be a weapon?
I don't think initially. No.
Okay. this guy Matt. Why did they? why wouldn't they just kill him? Because isn't the point to contain it in the hive? If they think he's infected.
Yeah, they know he's infected. They can see he's mutated.
Why would they take him? And bring him to this other program. Does that mean elsewhere too?
Uh-huh.
I guess, okay, I guess what I'm saying is the liquors were specifically a failed experiment.
Yes.
So to find out someone was scratched by one,
mm-hmm.
which I assume is a thing that happened in the past, because they must have found out these things were a nightmare somehow.
Right, yeah. They seemed to just kind of gloss over the fact that, oh, yeah, if the liquor gets any kind of genetic contact with anybody else, it will mutate, and apparently the person it attacks will also mutate. It's like werewolf rules.
Okay, and the person is not going to, I assume, not going to turn into one themselves. I guess my point was that if he's just going to turn into another liquor, why do they need, they got plenty downstairs. And why would they want what it's going to do to him? Because,
listen, you never just give up on big monsters. We want to see what kind of big monster he turns into.
Okay, so what I'm hearing here is that the liquor in the past has attacked people and they've turned into something different, something exciting.
Right, yeah, we don't know. I mean, maybe some of them had wings. That'd be pretty cool, right? Wings?
Right.
Like a winged thing? Maybe you could put a little helmet on it and it could fly around and take photographs of enemy bases. I don't know.
Yeah, because it seems like we have the same problem.
Or maybe it could deliver packages. Maybe it could deliver umbrella laptops to people around the country.
Yeah, maybe they're looking for a tame one or something. Because it seems like the same problem all over again, which is that you can't sell these things. Is anybody going to ask about the human rights aspect when we go public with these?
Oh, no. We just will leave that part out, I'm sure.
Oh, okay. Are we trying to take over the world?
You know what?
What?
I've been thinking about this.
Okay.
I've been thinking about this all week. And I'm going to say a hard maybe. I kind of don't. I think like maybe we are.
You think so?
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, that would make the most sense.
I don't know why else you would need a crazy AI that just murdered every employee in a facility to respond to a crisis. And also we're making armies of monsters. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know how that helps us sell laptops.
Yeah. Who's our CEO? Do we know?
I don't know. They're very evasive about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I noticed that too.
I guess maybe we release the virus somewhere and then we come in and sell the vaccine?
Oh.
Maybe we could do that.
Okay, but
you can get a lot of money off of that.
I have a question about that too. Do you think the virus is too aggressive to do that?
I think you're gonna have to accept like you're gonna have to like a plan for like an entire city loss in there.
Got it. And then the rest of the country will be like, oh, we need that vaccine, we give it out,
scooping up that juicy vax.
Okay, so it's just for money?
Yeah, why else? What else is there?
I guess my question then is, like, don't we have we talked about how good our employee packages are. Like, this is a big company. It can afford to build a secret facility underground.
Yeah.
I don't know why we would need to do that.
I don't know, to make our monsters.
To make our monsters.
Outside of the prying eyes of the government and the...
I guess I'm just...
Those bleeding heart eco-terrorists.
I'm getting a real vibe that, like, maybe whoever's in charge... is some kind of maniac.
Maybe. I thought maybe it might be like the devil.
Yeah.
Like the actual Christian devil.
Yeah, I could see that. Has anybody filed a complaint yet? Has anybody... I guess they're all dead now.
There's no... Have you seen an HR department? I haven't seen one.
We can't possibly have an HR department.
No, I'm sure we don't.
Oh, well, okay, hold on, though. Who decided it was a good idea to make the underground look like a skyscraper so we don't go crazy? That was really helpful.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty helpful.
Yeah, that was good for, like, if we didn't have an HR department, who
figured
that
out? Maybe they just figured that out. Maybe people kept snapping and biting each other's eyes.
Right.
And one of these meetings, they realized, hey, we should probably make it look like Vancouver or whatever outside.
Definitely
so
Vancouver.
People don't crack.
Yeah, I mean...
It looks like a fish tank wallpaper.
Yeah, but
it's
something. It's lit
it's
up.
It's something.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, I'm keeping these things in the back of my head, but like...
I'm a little scared about... Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. No, I was... Let me hear what you have to say, and then I'll slide my piece in there.
I'm just a little... I realized I'm a little scared about my office to make sure that, like, it can't be flooded easily. Because, like, most rooms can't just be flooded.
Yeah.
They aren't airtight, but our offices seem very airtight, and that worries me.
Do they? I hadn't noticed.
Yeah. There's something to that. I don't know. I feel like I can get flooded at any time.
Well, I feel like I've got a pretty good view of the halls around my office, so I don't think any monster is going to be able to sneak up on me without me seeing it coming. So that's good. But like, you know, I'm keeping all this stuff in the back of my mind. But did you get your first direct deposit?
No. Why?
It's one of those numbers that makes me not really want to answer all these questions.
Oh, that's true.
I gotta be honest.
Well, I mean, if they could pay us that much, then like, I still don't understand why we're trying to sell a zombie virus.
Listen, man, you can sell a fucking penguin and a race car for the amount of money. I don't care.
All right, that's true. Like,
whatever you guys want to sell.
Surely someone's gonna speak up who works in here. I don't know.
Oh yeah,
it seems
like a war crime. Well, somebody will, you know, and then when that person does speak up, then you and I can be like, oh yeah, we saw this weird shit.
When we're protected, when our showers don't kill us, because they could at any time.
That's true. There are several conspicuously tube-shaped holes in the employee bathroom, I've noticed.
Yeah. Yeah, this whole place, they really, okay. So they really designed this facility to be able to kill us at any time.
That makes me
think that we've been doing this for, that we wanted the T-virus to be the, tyrant virus? The terror virus or whatever.
The terror virus.
It sure seems like we were always doing evil stuff in here. It wasn't an oopsie.
Yeah, I think the ability to when you're playing around with genetic stuff and you're playing around with possible contagions, I think it's pretty common to build it in a way that it can be sealed. It's like a submarine is designed that you can, or a boat is designed that you can seal off areas in case that they start to flood.
Okay. But still build it under a major city.
Listen, man. Regulations get in the way of innovation.
Okay.
You heard when they said that.
Okay,
it's
yeah.
On
that's
all
true,
the stationery.
That's true. It's on all the stationery.
It's all over my desk.
it's on posters in every room.
Yeah, it's just motivational posters that just say shit like that.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, regulation stifles innovation. Why not monsters?
Why not monsters? Let's do it for some reason.
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
Is that the meeting? Are we done?
I think we can adjourn this meeting, man. I don't have anything else to say. I feel pretty good. I feel pretty good about...
I'm filled with questions. I'm still not sure what we make. I don't know what Umbrella makes.
We make a lot of logos, that's for sure.
Yes, that's true.
Our logo is everywhere.
And it's pretty great.
Yeah, it's a pretty solid logo. That's
we
a good design.
Yeah, whoever does our graphic design is top-notch. Really good on the terrifyingness.
Absolutely crushing it.
Yeah, and our security systems, holy shit, that's just...
Yeah.
No one's coming back to a house that has a fucking laser grid.
Yeah, that shit is haunted.
Yeah.
We made a haunted-ass AI.
Yeah.
All the font and all these programs are scary as shit.
Yeah. We know our brand, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We lean hard into it. I think that's an important thing, is brand maintaining a strong brand identity.
Yeah, that's true. I guess it's better than being like McDonald's and you're like paying your employees shit, but you try to act really like cheery in all your branding. Like at least we pretty much say it up front. Like anybody who allows us to be in their neighborhood, they gotta know, right? They gotta be like, oh, that's an evil company.
Oh yeah, no, I got a real Faustian vibe from this orientation.
Yeah. All right. I guess we're done.
Meeting adjourned.
Meeting adjourned, folks.
Oh man, I have no idea if that worked or not.
I mean, you have to have watched the movie to enjoy our meeting.
That's true. Yeah, you really have to have watched the movie.
Because we're not explaining anything. Why would
I think
we?
They'll get the gist of it. I think they'll get the
we
gist
could
of
have.
It.
We could have explained things. We just chose not to.
We could have. Yeah, we could have. Well, maybe we'll figure it out but a little
we were,
bit more
we were
as the
just
series
so,
goes
we
on.
We were just so in our characters.
Yeah, man. Did you guys feel that?
I had a whole
that?
Backstory, Tom.
Did you guys feel that magic? Oh, yeah. No, I wrote up a whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here rolling up stats while we're recording.
Yeah, you don't know it, but it all came out in the dialogue.
Mm-hmm. It's all there.
That
it's
was
all there.
Scripted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely was not us rambling whatsoever.
No, I had legitimate questions though. I don't understand.
Oh yeah, no. yeah.
I don't understand this. I don't understand it, and I'm curious to know what the sequels are going to reveal.
I'm very excited for you to see what the Nemesis program is.
Oh, okay. I mean, I've seen the sequel. This is what I was talking about. I've seen several of these movies, and I legitimately don't remember what the Nemesis program is. And these are movies I've seen at least within the last 10 years.
You're going to have just even more questions.
Okay, good.
The Nemesis.
My biggest fear of this podcast is that it won't lean on the fucking Umbrella Corporation. And that, like, these are going to be the same questions every time. The primary one being, like, what are we doing?
Yeah. I mean, no, that's going to be the overall question, but I think from what I know, definitely of the games, each one has a specific element unique to that installment where it's like, what the fuck is this now?
Yeah.
So
that should be the corporate motto.
Yeah. Yeah.
Umbrella, what the fuck is this now?
I don't know, sell it.
Sell it, slap a price tag on that monster, shove it into a store,
push it into Walmart.
Yeah, fuck.
Let's get some liquors down at the Home Depot.
These monsters in cages, just on giant shelves. You need an employee to help you get it down.
Yeah, at least one of those hooks.
All the employers are like,
shirts that are up real high.
Yeah, no one wants to go near them. Folks, thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for enduring this. Hopefully it was, well, we don't really.
Best podcast. thank you for enduring our bullshit. We
really didn't have that much of a plan going into this.
Well, Owen Rice gave us plenty of a plan.
He gave us specific ideas.
So
yeah,
if we fucked it up, that's on us. Yeah. No, I mean.
So we're trying something a little different here.
Sure, I guess.
I guess, kind of.
Little bit. We could have done voices, Tom.
We could have done voices. Oh man.
No, I wasn't.
No,
gonna
yeah,
do a
you're
voice.
Right.
I
I'm
was
glad.
Never going to do a voice.
I'm glad we left that on the table. I don't want to commit to a goddamn voice.
No, no, God, for a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Do a voice every time.
For a six-hour podcast.
Yeah. I wouldn't be even like I wouldn't be able to remember the voice between podcasts. It would change every time. If we did voices, it could be like Ninja Turtle voices.
Yeah,
like we could do rad surfer dudes.
It's me, Donatello.
All right, I forgot that reference when I said that.
It's me, Donatello.
Oh shit! All right, guys, we have a Patreon.
We do.
Patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. We have exclusive podcasts there, like Tom and Jeff Watch Batman and Fox Mulder is a Maniac. You can also ask us to do a podcast for you. We have producer tiers where you produce a podcast and make it whatever you want, which is what you're listening to right now.
Yep, that's how this happened.
Yeah, and keep your eyes out for new episodes of Worst Corp Ever.
Yeah, like I said, it's a six movie series, so there's going to be several more of these.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we'll add fun radio play sound effects. I don't fucking know.
I'm not doing it.
Maybe Dave and I'll get killed by zombies at the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could
maybe
see.
Maybe we'll do a bonus episode where we're just zombies.
Oh, I don't know what that would be. We talk about it like our zombie families.
Or it could just be like a 5-minute episode of us just going like, Learns! Yeah.
they don't want brains though, right? They want
not these zombies specifically. That's the Return of the Living Dead zombies.
Yeah. I miss the days where zombies just wanted brains, the simpler times.
I mean, I'm sure these zombies won't turn down brains.
Sure. But they really just want to bite you. They want to feed.
They want the whole thing. They want to use every part of the of the human.
This is a thing that Agent Fox Mulder brings up, is that zombies, well, they say it in this, which zombies, they just want to eat. They just want their base instincts. But that means that eventually they're going to want to have sex. Like the idea is that every zombie movie, they wake up and it's stage one and they just want to eat. And then after that, they're going to do other things. But at first they're just hungry. Like we are when we wake up.
Yeah. That means they're eventually going to shit too.
Sure. Yeah, and it's going to be a gnarly shit. That's for sure.
Like some real demons.
Uh-huh. And then they'll build a society, like in Land of the Dead. They'll slowly, you know, it's like stage three, stage four. Then they'll make like movies. They'll make their own Resident Evil.
Yeah. You get bit by a person and you turn into a human.
Because some zombie company didn't know what the fuck it was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess we'll try to sell these. I don't know.
He's fucking, all right. This big swole dude.
Yeah.
That licks things.
Sure.
Yeah. Is that it?
I think so, yeah. All right. I think that's all. I think we're running out of...
I mean, we're not like strapped for time. We're just talking.
No. I think we've ridden the wheels off this thing.